So many places in the Bible, the things that he would do. Yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, yet you'll see me. I'll be with you, in you, always, even to the end of the world. And notice, in St. Luke, again, 17:30, as it was in the days of Sodom. You know what happened in Sodom? Look in California. Not only California, United States. Not only the United States, but the world. Look at this teenage, insane. Well, we had I told you the other day, they had taken an analysis there of the schools in Arizona where I live, and 80% of the children in school is mentally retarded. What will their children be? We can't have another generation. We're at the end. Jesus said these things would come. Look at all the televisions and things, get these fictitious things in order. It'll come a time, I predict, that people will be completely, totally insane. The world will be. The Bible speaks of such hideous sights as it's shown movies today of some prehistoric creature's age that's lived in the earth for so many thousands and millions of years, hatch and come forth to some. That's just a minor thing to what's going to happen. When hell's open, the devil comes out with all his mysterious things with women or locusts with hair like women and teeth like lion, while the world will be completely, totally insane. It's not just about 1 degree from it now.
Oh, for the glory of God, for the coming of the Lord Jesus, for the Holy Ghost, for the no-so, for the living presence of the living God. Jesus said in the St. Mark there, he said, in that day the Son of Man will be revealed. Now remember, not Son of God. He came in three sons' names. Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. When he was on earth, he come as Son of Man. He was a prophet. Son of Man is a prophet. Jehovah himself called the prophets. Jeremiah and them, Son of Man, what seest thou? Jesus come because he had to come according to the Scripture as Son of Man. Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. And he had to be a prophet, Son of Man. But after his death, burial, and resurrection, now he's been Son of God, the supernatural, the Holy Ghost. But he promised just before the coming of the end time, the world would get like it was in Sodom. When a man came down in human form, three of them, two angels, and God himself. That was God. The Bible said it was. Now, he came down and he manifested himself there by turning his back to the tent where Sarah was and told Abraham what Sarah was thinking in the tent. Is that right? Now, Jesus himself said, at the day when the Son of Man is being revealed. In other words, the Son of Man, the ministry of Jesus Christ himself. The church will come through justification, through Luther, through sanctification, through Wesley, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the Pentecostals, and grow right on into the perfection of the Son of Man. That when husband and wife will be the same self persons. God will be so manifested into his bride, his church, till they'll both be the same. They are one. Now you see where we're at. Don't hold to them traditions and creeds. They were all right in their day. But the flowers bloom to a blossom now. It's seed time. Right? Jesus promised these things. Now, when we see God make his promise live before us and see that it's in us and his Spirit is living in us, that is the only way of worship, only place of worship, the only true way you can worship. For there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.